Hello everyone, thank you very much for this opportunity. My name is Mojtaba Esfandiari. So in this video I want to talk about LRE proxy engine. LRE proxy engine has developed for Camelio for doing RTP relaying session in voice over IP network. Just some quiet question that would be asked to me. For example, what is LRE proxy? What is the main purpose of designing this module? Why I decided to make this module for Camelio? What challenges led to the design of this module? LRE proxy is a kernel RTP engine for relaying RTP packet crossing an IC in your network. The LRE proxy architecture is composed of two different layers. The first layer is developed as a module for Camelio in user space application, and the second layer is developed in kernel space as a main decision point for RTP admission controller and a quick pass selector. Some challenges might face with you during designing large network. These challenges are topology of your network that you are working on it, security of your network, high availability. What is your solution for having high availability in your network? What about redundancy in your network? And the last thing is, what about the resource? How much resources do you need for each node in your network? Actually, for each node, you have to take more effort to handle it. It could be one of the important challenges. There are some solutions for previous challenges. For example, for redundancy in signaling layer or transport layer, we could use two different methods, active-active or active-passive, or active slave. Some solution is related to NFV techniques. Some solution related to high availability in terms of reliable service, and some solution is related to failover services, and some solution related to resources. Maybe use OpenStack or AWS or some other Sectora solution. The purpose of design. Before I talk about the purpose of design, I should say two important factors that increase the conception of resource in the network. Call per second. With increasing call in per second in network, the conception of resource would be increased. And the second one, relaying RTP relaying session or RTP relaying crossing an IC. Media relaying crossing an IC in a network cause increase the conception of resource in your network. It is the main purpose of design LRE proxy, conception of resources. Here it is a system of model that I want to talk about it. In the left side, you could see the customer that could your services. In the right picture, you could see your application service. In the bottom of picture, you have your interconnection with other network, with your network. These nodes, SPC back-to-back user agent, are ingress and egress nodes in your network. We want to talk about this node in more detail. Yeah, you could see SPC back-to-back user agent in more detail. For example, we use one Camellio and one node for LR proxy for relaying RTP, and Camellio for signaling in our system of model. Architecture of LR proxy. In this picture, you could see LR proxy engine that is registered in a Linux kernel. After a RTP packet received by LR proxy based its property, the index destination is calculated, so it could get access to STP information on other endpoint in session. So the packet will be prepared for forwarding without taking more CPU for forwarding. For other packets, follow normal routing. Goes take CPU and go ops from network stack until we reach to application layer. There are three ways for forwarding control and data plan traffic. In the first picture, the forwarding is doing by CPU, and the second, the forwarding do by a specific NIC driver, and the second and the third is as like as do in a lot of proxy in the kernel space. A lot of proxy in detail. The first layer is developed as a module for Camellio. Get all information about creating new session, active sessions, or teardown session, which is gotten from STP body during signaling plan, and relay them to LRE transport stateful that is registered as a module in kernel. The second layer is developed in kernel space, is a main decision point for RTP admission controller and quick path selector to where a receive a packet should be forward. For example, the packet should be forwarded to other network, or in the red arrow, the packet should be forwarded to other customer. LR proxy and redundancy. The LR proxy control layer and LR proxy stateful layer could be run as independent function on different machine. For example, we could have one LRE proxy control layer with multiple RTP proxy engine and different machine. LRE proxy control layer could be work with all of them with different strategy. For example, active-active or active-slave with different strategy like round robin, like linear, and some other etc. It is possible to do not lose session when LR proxy engine crashes. It is one of advantage of using LR proxy. It is actually under development. For example, when LR proxy crashes, all activated session could be moved to another a lot of proxy engine without tear down the current calls. A lot of proxy and IMS transit media. A lot of proxy could work as ingress node in IMS transport layer for transit media. For example, all transit media from a network could transfer by LRE proxy to other network with LRE proxy. We could integrate LRE proxy with RTP engine, with RTP proxy or ZIMS. It is very straightforward. For example, you could see here the LR proxy could transfer media to RTP proxy or RTP engine or ZIMS, and one of them could transfer their media to other specific active user agent. We have another Camellio and LR proxy here. The LR proxy could get all packets from those nodes and transfer them to another node. A lot of proxy pros and cons. For example, changing STP parameter is done by Camellio. Actually, I mean a lot of proxy Camellio. Module for Camellio, not by LRE proxy engine. It lead to all child process and threads in Camellio. It can do changing STP parameter itself. Forwarding packet with LRE proxy in pre-routing hooking. LRE proxy can support NAT traversal for endpoint. Already LRE proxy just support audio. The video is under development. LRE proxy can transfer RTCP controller between endpoints. Forwarding packets in kernel, you have to enable this option in sysconfig. Unfortunately, LR proxy does not support transcoding right now. Actually, you could make answer for a specific target RTP for a lawful interception concern. This option is under development right now. Here is you could see a LRE proxy server with 8 cores and approximately 19 gigabyte of RAM. In high peak, 20,000 concurrent relaying RTP session. We could use in last core just 2 red line. The red line indicate the processing is doing in kernel. Just 2 red line is using for relaying 20,000 concurrent relaying RTP session. Yes, it is. Really. Actually, you could go to IEEE website for more information about technical academic information about LRE proxy with this title, Improved Performance of RTP Relaying Session in IMS transport layer with LRE proxy. Thank you very much for this opportunity. If you have any question, I'm ready to answer them.